Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Henrik Erdal, director of PRIO, P-R-I-O, Peace Research Institute Oslo, in Oslo, Norway. Dr. Erdal, coronavirus is keeping journalists quite busy lately. In fact, the pandemic has pushed a lot of news off the front page. This includes news about conflicts, such as those in Syria, Yemen, Libya, which have not necessarily taken a time out.
No, indeed, Larry. What we're seeing now is that these conflicts, and they're certainly not ended, are not making the news these days, despite the fact that we're seeing continued fighting in many of these wars, and also to some extent an increase in war activity. And what we've seen in Libya, for instance, recently, is that despite the fact that external parties have encouraged the fighting parties in Libya to engage in a truce, indeed the attacks on Tripoli, the capital of Libya, have continued, and General Haftar have even used the opportunity under the sort of COVID-19 cover to make advances. We're seeing also in Yemen that activities are continuing. The civil war in Yemen has been going on for 5 years this Thursday, and just a few days ago we had aid workers killed in the southern city of Aden, which also, you know, sets a considerable challenge for the Yemenis in terms of thinking about how to deal with the COVID epidemic that is likely to hit Yemen hard eventually. And then in Syria, of course, we have a situation in the Idlib province where you have about 3 million people captured in what is a very dire humanitarian situation and under a ceasefire that is very fragile, ceasefire between the Syrian government and Turkey, and only a couple of days ago we had attacks by the Syrian army on the Turks, which is really putting this ceasefire under pressure.
Since the outbreak of the pandemic, I've spoken with health officials or health experts who also specialize in health and conflict areas, and they say that conflict often takes the attention of the local people and the local authorities off of the pandemic. And this seems to be bearing itself out. We just heard the other day Syria reporting only its first case, Libya reporting only its first case of coronavirus.
If the pandemic hits hard in these countries, there's just no health services to provide the basic life support that we know from other cases, from other countries, is absolutely necessary.
You are listening to Henrik Erdal, director of PRIO, P-R-I-O, Peace Research Institute Oslo, in Oslo, Norway. Dr. Erdal, your think tank researches ways to bring conflicts to an end. What happens in these places when the world's attention is diverted? Does it make conflict solving harder? After all, some of these conflicts are brought to an end by global pressure, but only after, I suppose, a sufficient number of people get fed up. If nobody's watching, what happens?
Well, it's a very considerable concern currently. The UN Secretary General Guterres just called for a global ceasefire for conflicts to temporarily be suspended so that it's possible for humanitarian aid workers to get into these areas and provide services to populations in need. And we have seen in the past that natural disasters and other humanitarian disasters have succeeded in pausing conflicts. In fact, around a third of the 2,200 ceasefires we've seen in the past 30 years have actually been in the domain of humanitarian temporarily ceasing of hostile activities. And we are seeing some examples of that happening now, and the hope is that conflict parties will understand that it's absolutely important to hold their weapons for the time being in order to be able to provide these very basic services. But we are also fearing that parties will use the occasion of the COVID-19 to advance militarily simply because the world is not paying attention right now, and that those third parties that are involved in the conflicts, whether in Libya or Syria or Afghanistan, do not simply have the capacity and also not the sort of pressure internally to help dealing with these conflicts. And a simple factor like just the convening power of governments and actors in terms of peace negotiations is something that's also now severely restricted.
Dr. Henrik Erdal, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.